Once a month, while the weather allows, volunteers gather at Pueblo Grande Museum in Phoenix to throw mud at an over 800-year-old structure. It was built by a civilization culturally related to the Oaxacan people. The structure is called a vaqui. It sits on a tall, human-made mound of dirt. The highest room on the mound is the solstice room. The sun lines up perfectly with its two doors at sunrise during the summer solstice and sunset during the winter solstice. According to a plaque at the site, community leaders would keep track of the solstices to plan harvests and ceremonies.
The importance of the mudslinging is to preserve the vaqui. So it's an incredibly strong structure, but the outsides of the walls are subject to erosion from the rain.
That's City of Phoenix archaeologist Laureen Montero. She said even though the structure's been standing for centuries, it needs constant upkeep.
So the mudslinging, what we do is go out there and practice stabilization. I guess that would be the kind of the more sciencey name.
No one is 100% sure what the vaqui's original purpose was, but Montero has an idea.
The vaqui, or popularly known as the platform mound, is really the last visible part of the village of Pueblo Grande that you can still see. And it was a spiritual kind of a place.
Each room in the vaqui is made up of four cracking dirt walls. There's space for a doorway, but no roof. There are paths that go from room to room. Some of the walls are pretty high, making a few of the rooms look like pits in the ground. Jim Britton has been a mudslinger for 28 years. His white hat, white shirt, white pants, and white shoes are spotted with mud.
Well, we mix up the mud in a big mixing bin. It's a huge one. Usually two guys are mixing it with a hoe. One guy on each end, one pulls it one direction, the other one will pull it the other way to get it into a consistency that can be easily applied to the eroded area of the walls.
The mixture is two parts dirt and one part sand.
And then to that, we're adding an amendment, it's called. It's a polyvinyl acrylic copolymer that is used to increase the ability of the dirt to stay in place during rain and stuff. So in other words, our repair work lasts longer by adding that to the dirt and sand.
Britton came up with the idea to add the polymer to the mixture in 2000. After the mixture is created, it's driven up to the vaqui in a utility vehicle, which looks like a golf cart equipped for off-roading.
Well, before we can apply the mud to the wall, you have to brush off any loose material that has been eroded. And then you wet down the surface, then you can take and throw the mud on.
The mudslingers didn't just make this up. The method was created by the National Park Service, and it's used to stabilize other monuments too. Throwing the mud gives it enough momentum to stick to the walls. The Pueblo Grande Vaqui is one of two in the valley. There's another one in Mesa.
And they were the two largest ones that were known along the Salt and Gila River.
Britton said it's important to keep the structure stable for the next generation.
We're saving the past for the future. So when your grandkids want to see how the people lived 800 years ago, they have a place to look at.
If you're interested in preserving history or just need to get your anger out by throwing mud, you can email pks.pgm.volunteers@phoenix.gov. For Cronkite News in Phoenix, I'm Amber Victoria Singer.
This is fun.
I've been looking forward to this.